How does wayfinding change the structure of our brains, not evolutionarily, but just within the course of our own lifetime?
Well, neuroscientists are finding that this is an incredibly plastic part of the brain, and what that means is it's highly susceptible to experience. So it seems to be a classic case of this, you know, the brain is a muscle, and the more you exercise it, the sort of stronger it gets.
What parts of our brain are involved in spatial memory?
The one that's the most important and I think really truly fascinating is a spatial learning strategy. And that's how we learn to navigate using relationships between landmarks. And that all takes place in a part of the brain called the hippocampus. And what's interesting about the hippocampus is it has all these different types of cells that activate and they fire, so to speak, as we move through space. And when we return to a place we've already been, these cells fire in the same pattern. So what they're doing is, in a sense, formulating our cognitive map.
You remind us that the hippocampus is very important in remembering places and how to get there, but also in remembering our own stories. That's a profound and really interesting overlap.
This ability that the hippocampus has to map space. The fascinating thing about this part of the brain is it's also where our episodic memory takes place. So basically our ability to recall events in the past is all taking place in the hippocampus. It's also the place where we sort of project ourselves into the future and imagine ourselves in time. So you can see how this ability to remember the past, to be in the present, and to envision the future could lead to this narrative storytelling capacity. And I think that's one of these fascinating ways in which navigation seems to be maybe much more intrinsic to our evolution as a species than has perhaps been appreciated before.
How do we still, people like you and me who live in densely populated urban areas, use tracking skills that would have helped our hunter-gatherer ancestors stay alive in our everyday lives? Like how do those kinds of skills still serve us today?
Well, we certainly, you know, when we go anywhere, you know, need to get anywhere, we are using incredibly ancient skills. You know, we are envisioning a route that we need to take. We are calculating the best way to get there. We are hypothesizing what's the best, you know, what's the most efficient way, or how am I going to do this? And so, you know, in a way, we do utilize a lot of those same skills. And I think it is true that today we are, it seems, eager to offload a lot of those tasks to technology when we can, and things that make it more convenient and efficient to get from one place or another.
What evidence suggests that pulling back from navigating on a regular basis, relying on GPS to tell us where to go too often, might not be good for our brains over time?
I think this field is very nascent. So we have a handful of studies that are sort of indicating that when we use GPS turn-by-turn directions, so the function that, you know, we input a place to go and then the GPS is saying, you know, take a left at the stoplight and so forth, when we use that function of the GPS, it's changing the way that our brain operates and the amount of activity in the hippocampus. So what we're seeing is that it does change our perception and our attention. And so I think that that's something that people should really be alerted to. And I think most people aren't. I certainly wasn't before I started researching this book.